Blog Talk Radio. Minister Sheila Kaiser, pray for Blog Talk as we continue to go with Facebook. So, Minister Kaiser, could you just pray for Blog Talk while I continue to talk on Facebook? Thank you.
Good evening, good evening. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for all that you have done for us. Thank you for another day, Lord, because we know if it wasn't for you and the Father, we would not be here today, Lord. We ask you to bless each and every man, woman, child, boy, girl, every sister, brother, husband, son, daughter, grandkids, each and every human being on this earth, Lord. I thank you, and I thank you for blessing us and keeping us for another day, because if it would not be for you, we would not be here, Lord. I thank you for watching over us and keep us all that's traveling all over the highways, no matter where we're at, home, work, school, whatever. Lord, I ask you to bless us and keep us safe. Look over our government, our law enforcement, each and every person on this earth. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you for waking us up, giving us another day, and taking us safe and keeping us whole. And I thank you, and I thank you, and thank you forever and ever. Amen.
In the Bible that was talking about the body and water and how the word of God was like living water. And I was looking at the scriptures and I was saying, okay, God, the Bible is full of a lot of scriptures that tells you about water. And I just said, well, God, it's amazing how if you start off in the book of Genesis, in the first chapter, it tells you about how heaven and earth was created and how God separated the heavens and the earth and how God separated the darkness, the light and the darkness. It tells you about what he did on day one and what he did on day two, but it tells you about day three. It tells you how the number three, it represents, you know, new beginning, renewal. And I just began to look at that. So I just began to read that. And I said, let me see if I can read that with you all. It says, and God made the fragments and divided the waters which were under the fragments from the waters which were above the fragments. And it was so. And God called the fragments heaven, and the evening and the mornings were the second day. That's what he did. Now, I said, and God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and gathering together of the waters called he sea. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herbs yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herbs yielding seed after his kind, and his trees yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. So in the beginning of the Bible, it teaches us that the importance of water. Water brings forth life. And when my doctor was telling me to drink the more water, it kind of made me say, okay, God, I need to bring forth a new life in myself. What I mean by new life, because we know God's mercy is new every day. Every day is a new day. Every day is a new way to please God, to be about God, to have a better relationship with God, to advance in God. And we know that when we drink water, water causes things to live, things to grow. If you don't water your grass, watch it turn brown or either it dies. If you don't water your plants, watch it turn brown, start to break off, wither, and die for them. If you don't wash your body, like a friend of mine said, she don't want let the mosquitoes bother her, or she just don't do nothing. She said her husband calls her by Felicia all the time because when she leaves out the house, she don't brush, she don't wash, she don't do nothing. She don't shower. She just leaves out the house. And that's the most important thing of keeping the body clean is water. So if you don't use water to wash your clothes, you don't use water to wash your dishes, you don't use water to cook. You know, water, it's not really much you can do without water. Even to mop your floor, water. To make to make the solution to mop your floor, water. To make the solution to make shampoo, mouthwash, toothpaste, anything and everything, it has a fame and fortune of using water. You could contaminate water, you could purify water, but whatever happens, everything comes with water. To for your seeds to grow, for your life, is water. I could think of so much, I could say so much, but it all revolves back to water. So, but for this ministry on tonight, I'm saying, what are you watering your life with? What are you pouring into your spirit? What are you pouring out of your mouth? What are you pouring into your family's life? What are you pouring into your life? What are you feeding your spirit with? What are you feeding your soul with? What are you feeding your heart with? You can always have water sit to the side. And one thing about water is that you would know it evaporates. I want to show you something while we're doing this ministry. Let me show you this. I have this little thing back here. You see it? This thing right here. You see it? It is a fountain. Okay, and that fountain is, look at it, watch it. It has three tiers, 1, 2, 3, and that's water. Can you see it? It's water. Can y'all see it falling? I hope so. Now, I showed you that because the deal is with that. It's going from level to level to level. It really has a meaning of one level of water to the next level of water. Even though the water started up top and it fell to another section, then it fell down here, it still is water constantly moving. Water doesn't sit still. Even if it's in a tub, it don't sit still. When the air hit it, it moves. When somebody comes in the house, it moves. What I mean by it moves, because you're either washing the dishes or it's sitting there, and when they walk past, the air hits it, it moves. You have to know that water is your life, a form of life. It brings forth life. If you fall in the water and you can't swim, water can even take life. So sometimes it's too much water could cause things to happen. Too much water could cause things to take a turn for the worse. Even in the Bible, it talks about certain things where water was not good. One of the seas was, the water wasn't no good. The water was like poison. So you got salty water. You know, so you have to understand water is all forms of water. You got well water, you got tap water. Even when it rains, they said that it's acid rain that comes down that can destroy the clothes, can burn your body, your hair, or whatever it touched. But you have to know that water has a lot of meaning. the word of God says, it's life-giving water. And this right here, it gives life. It talks about how life is purified. It talks about baptism, using water for baptizing. It talks about go cleaning your body, go clean yourself, go sanctify yourself. It talks about Jesus turned the water into wine. It talks about a lot of things. The lady at the well. You see how water comes back to just life, your life with you, your life with God, your life in the body of Christ, your life as a Christian, your just life. What is your life running like? Is your life running like clean water, dirty water? That even when you spit, when the Bible talks about spitting in the mud, putting it on the man's eye, what is your meaning or your concern with water? How has water helped you to understand how you flow in the body of Christ? I hope I'm saying that right. What has the body of Christ taught you about flowing in the word? What has what have you learned about water and life? You all talk to me. Let me know that somebody is listening. Somebody is thinking. Somebody has a comment. I don't know everything. I don't have everything. And if you type something in and somebody has the answer, it's okay to type it in to help me out as well as helping them out. That's what the body of Christ is for, us to help one another out. Because even in the word, in the beginning of the Bible, in Genesis, in the first chapter, I told you what about the third day when God separated the water. The waters from above, the waters from beneath. If you even look at the weather, you will see how you have spurts of water that comes down from the clouds when the weatherman is telling you about water. You could even see sometime where you have spurts of water going up to the clouds. You know, so when you have hot air and cold air trying to mix together, you have a lot of rain. Chicago just had a whole lot of rain, and we were asking for hot days, and we were looking forward to some hot days. Now we got some hot days, and now the weatherman is saying for the next so many days, it's going to be hot, then it's going to be water, rain again. Monday is supposed to be a clear day, but then it's supposed to rain 3-4 days, maybe 5 after that. You have to know that a lot of times when water comes to clean, to clear out, to clean, to rinse, to purify, as I said earlier. Water comes to be a blessing because without water, your body could dehydrate in so many days. We have to pay water bills. I remember growing up, water was free. We thought, but it was always a water bill at the house the parents paid twice a year, at least at our house. We could go to the park, and they had water fountains that ran freely. We would turn on the fire hydrant and run through the fire hydrant in the summertime because we had got really, really hot. We could go to the swimming pool, and it was just so many things that we just use water for, which would cause us to have relief from the heat. We would have Kool-Aid. Ooh, red Kool-Aid, ain't that fun? But we needed water to mix with the sugar to make the Kool-Aid. My dad used to get up every morning and flood the house with a smell that he would just wake us up with because he loved coffee. But he needed water to to make that coffee. My mom would basically make chicken because it's big family, and chicken went a long way, you know. But we needed water to make the rice. And we just had so much we were able to do with water. We took baths. We washed clothes. Just so much that you could do with water. You know, water preserves life. Water brings life, as well as nowadays we can go to the store, restaurant I'll come back to. We can go to the store and buy bottles of water, from the mini water to the big water. You could buy gallons of water, whether it's distilled water. I forgot the other type, what they call a water. You could drink in water, and it's all kind of types of water they have. They got flavor water, and it's just you can buy water. Buying water out of a store now is like buying milk, buying soda, buying bread, buying anything and everything. Hey, Oz, thanks for joining in. Thank you, too, Big Sue, for joining in. Thanks, Alan, for joining in. We have so much stuff that we could just go in a restaurant and sit down and eat. Did you know nowadays most restaurants you have to ask for water to be served to you because they don't want to waste water no more? It used to be a time where you go in a restaurant and they just put glasses of water on the table. But they don't do it anymore. You have to really request for water. So, you know, you use water for a lot of things. You know, shaving, washing your hair, taking off and putting on makeup, you use water. It's a lot of things water can do. You know, do anybody have something to share with me about a verse for water that we can look at? I can read to you and we can discuss it. I'm going to look up in the Bible, but my little Bible don't have a lot in the back of it. But I'm going to look in back there to see if there's something that talks about water. Because just on today, just finding out that my doctor said I need to drink more water. And since I've been drinking more water, I see and feel that my feet aren't as sore as they were. My legs aren't as swollen as they were. They then kind of went down some. And they feel a lot better because I've taken in a couple of bottles of life water. Okay. Yes, and oh, yeah. And even in the Lord's Prayer, Psalms 23, it talks about leading me beside the still water. Even in Psalms, I think it's 27, it talks about being kind of like a tree by the rivers of water. You know, it's so much in the Bible about water. Stolen waters are sweetened and bread. You have to, it's just a lot that we can talk about far as water. I'm going to see what says right here. What's this? Jeremiah 2 and 13. Yeah, get to that. Somebody get to it with me. What that says. That was something my eye ran across real quick. So I won't be just pulling up. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and hewed them out canisters, broken canisters. They can hold no water. Didn't I say earlier that sometimes water is used as a curse, where people are not understanding, you know, that God meant water for life. You know, so when you sit back and you think about water is, some people think it as such a little thing. Water is not a little thing. Water is one of the greatest needs that you can ever have, besides food and oxygen. Water is one of the five, land, water, fire, air, and wind. Okay. Now, you think about the different elements besides life. You know, you have land, wind, fire, water, and life. You need all those elements. You know, but one thing it is that we know that with all of that, the wind can take water anywhere. We know that the land can hold water and allow it to flow anywhere. We know that fire can be put out by using a lot of water. We know that life is sustained by water. And, you know, we just know that water can dry up in Africa and Chicago. If, you know, water could dry up in Arizona, water could dry up in New York, water can dry up anywhere. It can evaporate. But what you have to understand is that when you use water as life and you try to produce life, provide life, keep life going, you have to use one of your main ingredients. After you have watered the person's spirit, soul, and mind and heart, you know, the Word of God says some plant, some, you know, water, but God gets the increase. I hope I said that right. You know, so when you think about what's going on with your life and how water is a necessity, it causes you to sit back and say, Lord, I hope if I have to prepare myself and my life as water, God, I don't want to be contaminated. I don't want to be a source of poison water. God, I want to be a source of bringing forth life. I want to be like you said, those trees and of fruit in chapter 1 of Genesis. I want to bring forth fruit of my own kind. I want to bring forth, God, I don't want to be a tree that's just sitting in water and I'm just overwatered. I can't do nothing because I'm just drowning in water. I don't want to be one of those cursed water trees, salt water trees. God, I want to be a tree that's planted by the river of water. I want to be a tree that's bringing forth life to feed the people's spirit. I want to be a vessel of water that when they drink or hear or taste the water that's coming out of me, God, it's about you. I'm watering with your word. I'm watering with your testimony. I'm watering everything I do by the life that you have given me. I want to be able to let the testimonies that come out of my mouth water somebody's garden. I hope that's a good word to say, because you have a lot of people that let a lot of stuff that's positive to their spirit. You let a lot of people have a way of talking to you that don't necessarily water your, how could I put this, water your appetite or your thirst. You know, sometimes people can give you, like, for example, I remember when we were kids, my dad had 3 bottles sitting on a kitchen windowsill. And I said, why did my daddy got that water sitting on the kitchen windowsill by the, behind the refrigerator with no plants back there? So I decided that I was going to pour the water out. And what I found out I was pouring out wasn't water. And my dad was so mad at me, I can't I could tell you, but I ain't going to tell you, because I'm going to just say the water that was coming out of my eyes, I could have grew a forest. So, okay, well, let's see what Apostle Cecilia says. Cecilia says, Isaiah 12:3, with joy you will draw water from the well of salvation. Isaiah 43:2, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not weep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will, let me see what the more says, not be burned. The flame will not set you ablaze. Let's go on and see what the rest of it says. Ooh, she wrote me a little book here. 43:3, for I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessings on your descendants. 49:10 says of Isaiah, they will neither hunger nor thirst, nor will the desert heat of the sun beat down on them. He who has compassion on them will guide them and lead them beside springs of water. Hebrews 10:22 says, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our heart sprinkled to cleanse us from the guilt concern, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Okay, I get that. And that right there is, like I say, those are some of the scriptures. There are many scriptures in the Word of God that teaches us about how water is important to the body, how water is important to life. I'm going to finish up with me pouring out the water on the from the bottles on the windowsill. So a lot of times, if you're not smart and you don't know, people could try to fool you with water. They could try to fool you because it looks like water. You know, I remember I thought it was water. Afterwards, even though when I was pouring it, I noticed the smell. It was a different smell. And I thought maybe, I was a kid, so I thought maybe the water had went bad, but I found out later. Of the three bottles, one was what they call peppermint snap. It looks like water. The other one was called vodka. It looks like water. And the other one was called gin. It looks like water. So I was pouring that out because I thought my dad had put something in the window and it was going bad because it had been sitting there a while. But I didn't know that I was pouring out something he liked. At that time, my dad didn't know, he wasn't trying to be saved, but it was on the windowsill, and I was trying to help out with cleaning, because I was told to clean up the kitchen. So that was on the windowsill, and I was cleaning up the kitchen. So when you look for water, make sure you're looking for the right water. Make sure you're drinking the right water. Make sure the water you're drinking is water that brings forth life. Hey, Dante, thanks for joining. When you see that your body needs water because of swelling, lack of, did you know that if you don't drink enough water, you can get constipated? Yeah. Let's keep it real now. Yeah, I said it. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And that is that's hard on the body. You want your back hurt. Your legs hurt, your feet hurt, your stomach hurt. A lot of stuff going to hurt you because when water's not flowing through you, you know, flowing. That's a signal of flowing water waving. When water is not flowing through you, you cannot feel comfortable. You'll be like, oh, my back hurts. Oh, my stomach hurts. Oh, my side hurts. You have to get some water in your system And if they, when they put you in the hospital a lot, 9 times out of 10, they hook you up to IVs and they make sure to give you an IV with water going through it. That's just a plain name. Then if they have to, you have enough IVs for so many days, they got to use water to flush them out. So when you sit back and you think about what's going on with your life, think about what's flowing through your system. What kind of water are you taking in? Are you taking in spring water, well water? I remember we were kids and we used to go down to our grandparents' house in Toledo, Ohio. They had a well on the property. And we used to have to prime that well, pour water in it, and pump it. Pump it, pump it, pump it. Pour water in it, and pump it, pump it, pump it, pump it. And eventually that water would shoot up, and it would come out the ground so cold, like it had ice in it. And I don't care how much of that water we drunk, we could never fill up. That well water was so light and so good. It didn't have all the chemicals and stuff in it. It wasn't heavy water like we were used to. We didn't even know. We was from the city, and we used to go down to Toledo, Ohio, that part, like the country part, to visit our grandparents. We didn't even know about well water. But we would get so thirsty that when we pumped and primed that well, that, you know, pumped to get the water to come up, and once that water came up and we got a chance to drink that water, we would get so full from that water, we didn't even realize it, that it was well water that was filling us up. When we went down there, over there, rather, and we would go to our grandma's house, we learned to appreciate the luxuries of water. We learned to appreciate a house with running water in a sink, a house with running water in a bathroom, whether it was a toilet or a tub. We learned to appreciate water. We didn't know that they had to warm, they had to cook their water, and what we called it, but they had to warm their water up for showers and baths and shampooing their hair, because see, they were used to well water and doing stuff like that. So if they didn't have hot water to take a bath or wash the dishes or wash their hair, it was like, okay, it was just, they was doing what they had to do because that's how they was raised. But see, we were spoiled city kids that was used to going in the bathroom saying, turn the hot water on. You know, when we wash the dishes, we wash the dishes with hot water. When we shampooed our hair, we washed our hair with hot water. We were so spoiled and so citified, we didn't even know about the simple parts of life that everybody didn't have what they call luxury of running water in the house. So when you find out about the blessings of water, not just in the house, not just in the sink, not just in the shower, not just in the tub, not just in the bathroom. When you find out about the blessings of water and what water brings forth from the body of Christ, know that that living water is a blessing. If I haven't did anything tonight, I hope I blessed you all with making sure you understand the importance of water as far as the body is concerned, making sure you understand the importance of water as far as your spirit is understanding, making sure you understand the importance of allowing words to come out of your mouth about how God has been good to you, what God has been doing for you, how God has been blessing you, how God has no respect to person. What he does for one, he'll do for another. If I haven't did anything, I would like for that to be something that you could say that I told you about that, not only was my feet, ankles, and legs swole up because I was dehydrated. I'm trying to make sure I'm not dehydrated in the spirit because I want my soul, my heart, and my spirit to be watered with the word of God. I want to be able to pour out into these airways the water, living word of God. What I mean by the water, living word of God, that it doesn't only flow as what the word says, what the Bible says, but that it also tells you that if you allow God to give you water, if you allow God to water your heart, water your mind, water your spirit, water your life, you would thirst no more. If you allow God to give you something to drink, give you something to take in, you will water. I'm sorry, you will not want water no more. You will not need water no more because you will be fulfilled. If you would just allow God to just be God in your life, if you would just allow God to give you what you need. Because, you know, I was talking to a friend last night, and she was telling me how she see me on Facebook talking about, you know, the Ministry Brothers blog talk on Monday nights with the different ministers we have, Apostle Cecilia Kaiser, Dr. Serena Wright, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, when they're ministering on the line. She says she sees that. She sees me on Friday night ministering. She said, I just want to tell you, I was there when you first got sick, and I was there when you lost everything, and I was there when you got yourself on your feet and then you got sick again. She said, I was there when you was going through everything you was going through. And she said, one thing I could say is you never gave up. You always had said, I don't care what it looked like, I'm going to trust God. I don't care what they say about me. I don't care what they think about me. I'm going to trust God. She said, I remember all of that. She said, so whenever I tell people about what God can do, she said, I think about you. She said, because one thing it is, you don't have to tell your story. You let somebody else tell it. And I started laughing. All I could say is, God, I thank you, because if nothing else flows for me, I won't. The will of God to be shown, flow, and know that no matter what it looks like, what it sounds like, I want the living word of God like water to flow through me about him. That some plants, some water, but God gets the increase. So nothing else on tonight was said. Know that this is one thing that God is God today, tomorrow, and forevermore. God, I thank you for your word on tonight. I thank you for allowing us to know that water is life. Water is a necessity. Water is a source. That without water, our life, we could not sustain life. Pat, thanks for joining in. God, I just ask you to just keep covering America. Just cover America across the sea. And let me see what Cecilia says. Greeting. Some book people and experts teach that some organisms, their body weight, are made up of 90% water. Yes. And up to 60% of human adults' body is water. It has been said that the brain and the heart are composed of about 73% water, and the lungs about 83%. See that? Wow. Even the just the inside of your body, just the human body, is you're so close to 90%. Up to 60% of a human adult body is water. That's more than half. If you look at a globe, you will see more water than you see land. And even what they're talking about, the Arctic land is melting away. If you look at what's going on in Louisiana right now, you see how devastating water can be. Water can bring life as well as take life. Water is something that nobody can control but God. They done put up walls. They done put up trenches. They done put up those dams they have built to try to hold water back. Even here in Chicago, we have a lake called Lake Michigan. And it was amazing to me that a young lady that came up here to visit our family, my son and my husband and myself, she saw Lake Michigan, and she said, "Wow, what kind of ocean is that? What ocean is that?" And we was like, "That's not an ocean." But the lake is so big, if you've never been to Chicago and never seen Lake Michigan, you might think it's an ocean because it's so big. But even with that lake, it is very, very, very deep. I think it has ships and airplanes down there. Not only that, it has waves. Waves have beat up against the lake walls, little sea walls. Hey, Darren, thanks for joining in. The waves have been so tall that they didn't have to shut the lakefront down so people can't walk past it because the water slams up against it so hard. It has knocked people off their bicycles, knocked people off their feet, and have knocked them into the water. We have lost a lot of people on the lakefront. A lot of people have lost their lives on the lakefront. They have those little lake currents that pulls them down in the water. Water is very powerful. Water is a necessity. But at the same time, water can end life, just like it could bring life. Even when a woman is pregnant with a child, the baby is inside the womb, and amniotic fluid, I don't think I said the word right, but y'all know what I'm talking about. The baby is containing life and obtaining life through the fluid inside the sac that the baby is living in. So when you think about how important water is, when you think about how your body flows with water, it's awesome. It's awesome. When you think about, like I said, when my feet swole up, my legs swole up, my ankles swole up, it was nothing but water. But I thank God I didn't have water in my lungs. I thank God my heart wasn't being pressed and covered and smothered with water. I thank God that all my doctor told me to do was drink more water. So, with that being said, I'm going to ask anybody again on Blog Talk and or Facebook if you have any questions, any comments, any statements that you want to make, let's go ahead and share them now because we will be ending the program shortly. I just want to tell you all thank you so much for joining in, and I just thank God for being able to talk with you all on Friday night. It is a beautiful night in Chicago. Yes, I will be, once the program is over, y'all keep me in your prayers. I will be getting on my bike, going for a ride, and just enjoying the weather. And I just want you all to know that God is able. God is more than able. And all you're getting, get an understanding. Like I did, I understood something was wrong. I needed to go to the doctor. I didn't want to prognose, and treat myself. So I went to the doctor. And with the getting some water, I got some good news. Some of the medicine the doctor's taking me off of, and he's telling me I don't need it no more. I'm still saying I don't care what it looks like. I am trusting God. I don't care what you think it looks like. I am trusting God. When I had thought I was at the top, I trust God. When I knew I had fell to the bottom, I trust God. No matter what people say, have said, and going to say, guess what? I'm trusting God. So when it comes to you, all I'm going to tell you is, trust God. God is your living water. Whether you want spring, whether you want well, whether you want tap or distilled, God is your water. So do what I do. Trust God. Well, if you have anything, a comment to say, please say it, that, and we can go on with the announcements for the upcoming week. Apostle, could you open the lines on Blog Talk? And Facebook, you could type in if you have anything you would like to say. If not, I enjoyed you all.
Good evening, good evening. I just want to say them my beautiful words, and it is so true. Because water is a very, very, and very important in life for today, and a lot of people need to know water do help, and that can heal. That was a good word and a good message. I thank you.
Thank you, Minister Sheila, for those words of encouragement. Anyone else? Okay, we don't have any more comments.
I just want to tell everyone, don't forget to drink your water. All the scriptures that Minister Sylvia shared with us remind us about drinking water.
We don't have any more comments.
Okay, I'm not quite for sure who that was causing the static in the background, but I thank you. So, if anyone else has anything to say, I think you could come on with it. If not, we're just going to say thank you all for joining in. I'm asking God to bless each and every one of you all. I'm asking God to cover your heart, soul, mind, and spirit. I'm asking Him to cover your home. I'm asking God to cover your job, your finances. Whatever you need, stop depending on anybody else to give it to you, because your relationship is with God. Be like the rivers of water. Run straight to God. Let your issues in your life flow to Him that He may answer your prayers. I didn't say would. I didn't say wouldn't. I said that He may answer your prayers, because God is going to give you some conditions. Even though He reigns on the just as well as the unjust, He still will let you know how you continue to have your blessings flowing. So we're going to ask God to cover America, cover Chicago, cover every household that's listening, every household that's a part of this ministry, every household that wants to be saved, wants to be a Christian household, that wants to allow God to be their Lord, leader, and Savior. So with that being said, I'm asking God to heal you all, heal your family members and loved ones. Heal your heart, heal your mind. Deliver, deliver, and deliver. For God is God. There's nothing we could do about it but accept it. Jesus is His only living Son. Jesus is the answer. So we love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you could do about it. And if you don't do anything else, ask God to give you the heart, mind, and soul to want to be saved. So until my family, I love you all. I thank God for you all. Enjoy this weekend. Allow God to do what only He could do. Don't ask questions you don't really want the answer to, because God will be honest about anything and everything, and know that God is able. Amen, amen. So, again, every Sunday morning, at 9:30 a.m. Let me say that. 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time is our very own Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser with Let's Talk Ministries on Sunday morning. You can catch them with calling the number 310-861-2354. 310-861-2354 to catch them with Blog Talk. And on Monday night, you will have your very own me, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser, with our guest speaker for that night with Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries with Blog Talk Radio. And depending on who the speaker is, they would also probably do Facebook Live. So this Monday, until God says different, our very own speaker will be Prophet Antoine Thomas. He also don't normally do Facebook Live, but you could catch that ministry at 310-861-2354 or Antoine Thomas' Facebook page. Keep following my postings as well as Antoine Thomas' postings, and you will know when his next services are. So we would like to remind you, don't forget our Friday night services, which is Let's Talk here with myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And any other program besides Sunday morning on Blog Talk, they will always be posted on Facebook, and they will, the times are 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we want to say to you all, we're excited about what God is doing. We're excited about being a part of the body of Christ. We're excited about loving God. We're excited about loving you, and there's nothing you can do about it. And don't forget our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6 and 33. Y'all got that? I'm going to turn to it, and I'm going to read it with you all. Matthew 6 and 33. Uh-oh, I got stuff falling, y'all. Forgive me. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Let me say it again. I'm going to read it with you. Matthew 6 and 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Shall be. So we want to say to you all, good night. Sleep tight. And don't forget, water is the key to life. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Good night, everybody. Bye-bye.